just the way we like it.
Hey, let's get on to the new record, though. I'm really excited. The last time we had anything from Hippo was 2020. We're gonna get into that in just a little bit, but let's get into the new record right now.
Yeah.
So, how was that? I guess I should say, when was that recorded? And maybe I'll do like a dual thing, like when and how was this record recorded?
So we wrapped up recording mostly. We wrapped up recording of the album in May of 2025. And we just decided to wait till this year to release it because we like to procrastinate like any hippo would.
Yes.
Yeah. When did we record it?
May 2025.
Tuesday.
Oh, I wasn't listening to what you were saying.
It was like Tuesday to Friday or something.
Yeah, we did it. We did it within a week or something. And then we had to do a few revisions because somebody looking at LJ wasn't happy with his guitar solos, so he had to redo those. But we recorded. We recorded?
Hello?
All right, somebody take this phone.
Hello? Okay, so we're going to be taking calls right now.
Don't call, for the love of... It's only me here in the studio. I could pretend to be hippo, but I don't think that would go over that well. But, how was it recorded? I don't know, where was it recorded? That's even better. Right here in the jam space. No kidding. Oh, two places.
Yeah.
So bass Central. And drums were recorded at Hippo Central 1, and then we did vocals and guitars at Trav's house.
My place, yeah.
Oh, wow. Say something.
All right,
It's a family show. Don't swear.
Yeah.
Sorry for swearing, by the
way. That's amazing.
If I can't smoke and swear, I'm...
Well, but, I can't really communicate properly. Can I?
I do like the hippo pokey was really fun because LJ is really good at clapping. So you'll have to listen to the record. And we tried, I don't know how many takes, because there's a good clap, you know, a beat to the... Oh, my
That's
gosh.
The LJ version.
Just stop.
Counter point. He's a Neil Peart of clapping.
There's the one part where we try to, like, you know, we, like, hold off on the clap, and LJ just couldn't, get it. So it made it on the record.
Nice.
I originally wanted to play drums in this band, but I wasn't that good, so I picked up the guitar instead.
Very good.
You know what? I I'm not lying here. I like songs with hand claps. I don't care what anyone says. They're good.
Have you heard the song yet?
No. Which actually,
we're about to change your mind, my friend.
Oh, great! My love of hand claps is about to come to an end.
Well,
it's
literally the only, I guess you could say, instrument of that song because it's just clapping and then we sing.
Oh, you guys are turning into.
I don't think you're going to like the clap after this, though.
I call it clap.
I don't know if you're going to like the clap in the first place.
Well, I'm not sure I know anybody that does.
I used to be a big fan of the clap. Now I'm not anymore. So anyways.
You're like some 70s fan, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Did I stare
or go? So did you guys get help, though, like on the record? Or is this a complete hippo released record, or is there like some guy in the shadows that produced it or something?
Well, actually, we did get help on this one. It was
Philip Castan,
who came here and was, you know, we were lucky enough to hire him, and it worked out great. He captured exactly what we wanted. The first record we did ourselves, and no mixing, no mastering, nothing. It was naked as can be on cassette. And
demo.
Oh yeah, I've been selling demos for the last 6 years. Oops, but this time we have a proper drummer, we have a proper producer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the first
rebuttal.
The first album we did record here, but not in the garage where we're sitting right now. It was down in Jay's basement or whatever, and I was actually re-listening to the interview that you did with me back in September, I think it was. And then you put Ride the Hippo on the thing. Too drunk, ride the hippo. I almost like forgot about that song.
We
do not play that song live. It was just meant as like a funny goof.
It's a filler.
Nikki Sixx was suing a lot of people back then, so we wanted to get sued by him.
We wanted to get on the radar.
Just to sell the album.
Okay, I'm kind of embarrassed. I'm going to read you exactly the question that I wrote down before for this, and I think it just got destroyed.
All right, hold on.
Here we go.
One second. Before he does this, we are literally on question two.
This interview is going to – I have a three-hour show, and this is going to take the whole 3 hours.
We're going to fill some time.
Get ready. Get your popcorn out, because, damn, let's go. Here we go. I'm going to read this exactly the way I wrote it. In 2020, you released Ride the Hippo, which had a number of anthems on it, like Ride the Hippo, Oops, which I love that song, by the way, and Spit on It was another one that comes to mind right away. Was there a big difference recording, and I think we kind of got the answer to this, but was there a big difference between recording Ride the Hippo and the new record?
Yeah, this time we got a guy who knew what they were doing, as opposed to two drunks with no jobs doing it.
Yeah.
That's Corey's line.
Yeah.
So two out of three of us agree.
I will say, though, we did a pretty friggin' good job.
Considering it's us, yeah.
He just took the mic from me.
I'm pretty heckin' happy with it. I mean, for a bunch of guys who didn't really care or knew what they were doing, we were having fun.
It's a fun album.
We were having fun. We were thinking about the songs were about stuff that made us laugh. We didn't care if anybody else got it. It turns out I was like, holy crap, people actually like this. Yeah. And that was like sort of the whole like, and also Don't Stop.
Trav wants to talk.
Thanks, LJ. My big thing is like I can still listen to the album now and it still makes me laugh. Like especially when like we're in A's in there, it's like sir, you're gonna have to get out of the zoo. It's so funny.
Oh, it's so good.
3-piece chicken, bones in.
Bones in.
I don't know what that means, but
I guess I
better listen. Yeah. All right. I need to know this. Okay. How do the songs get written, and has it changed since the band started in 2018 to now? Has that changed at all, or what?
We still write the same way. We come up with a stupid idea, and then there's always going to be a volunteered riff because you know LJ never stops. I never stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. Anyway, sorry.
Great.
Anyway, point being, pretty much it starts with a stupid idea, mostly.
Yeah.
Anyways, first album, like, you know, we collaborated more like lyrically. We sat down at tables and just threw stupid lines at each other. This time, though, Trav was the main lyrical genius on this one. A lot of insightful words and stuff. Trav, what's your favorite lyric on the new one?
Oh, man, I really like Shitty Balls.
It's a family show.
Family show.
Shitty Testicles.
Oh, it's on the album.
Shitty Testicles.
But, I was really
change it for radio.
Shit on your balls.
I
was really very excited for the ending, so I won't. Yeah, wipe off your balls. You know, lyrical genius. Yes, as one might call me.
He's a real Shakespearean guy.
There is an idea that he came up with. There's a lyric on the record that goes, "Climb that slide." It's called Weird and Deliberate, yeah. I thought it was some deep philosophical thing, man. It's like, man, you're going to hit that shit and you're going to glide. And then whatever he's saying. And then he goes, "You got to climb that slide." I'm like, wow, that sounds so important. But the real deal of the story is so much worse. I was thinking, this guy's a fucking heckin' genius, right? I just made Travis spit beer all over his brand new Fear shirt.
He's so genius, he drowns on land.
Yeah.
Folks, yeah, Trav just spilled beer all over his, what does it say? All I want is more beer with fear shirt, which is pretty good. It's like a christening right there. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Oh, I almost got that out of my nose.
So moral of JB's story is those lyrics that he thought were super insightful and philosophical and even motivating. No, it's literal. You got to climb that slide and like snail trail down.
Tell us the story, man.
Oh, well, yeah, so we were on tour a little while ago. Was that
2023,
thank you. We were coming back from our last show. We were driving. I think we were in Manitoba at this point, but this is a podcast I like to listen to. Roundtable of Gentlemen. Love you guys. Awesome. They have a song, an episode called Weird and Deliberate, and they cover a story about this guy who's like a serial pooper. Wow. And he but he was like,
we found him.
he was pooping on slides, and I thought that was hilarious, so I just kind of wrote a fake story about it and went around to it. But I showed LJ LJ was riding shotgun or whatever, like, me and him were getting back, and
I saw the episode title and I'm like, yo, that's a song title.
It's true. Yeah, so he was, like, super, super stoked on that. And, yeah, a lot of our songs are about poop.
Why is that?
I poop a lot.
Fair. Anyways, back to your story.
It's relatable. Oh, that's about it.
Anyways, so, yeah, authorities have yet to confirm whether he, you know, fecaled down the slide or just plopped it at the bottom. They didn't specify, but authorities did call it a weird and deliberate act. Yeah. And that was what pegged the title of that episode and later
close
that song.
Oh, yeah. And there was like a whole thing where they like in this town, I can't remember where it was, somewhere in America. I can't remember. But they had like a.
Was it the horse and the cat?
They had like billboards like, help us find this mystery pooper.
Oh my god.
They spent money on that? Yeah. My god.
It was the biggest crime in America at that time.
Well, in that small town, wherever the fuck
it was. Later they found out it was Donald Trump. Anyway,
he'd never fit in a slide.
Three-pointer.
I don't think that guy would survive climbing that slide.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think so. All right, let's go. Oh, you know what? No, let's not go into the future. So touring. I actually forgot you guys toured.
I was about to say that too.
But the Ramones once said, touring, it's never boring. Let me hear something about touring from you guys in Hippo.
Not quite like an insightful thing, but just a funny story. We were in Calgary.
Oh, shut up. I know where you're going.
We were in Calgary and, you know, pretty drunk, right? We're outside Buddy's place. And in Calgary, some streets are on like a hill, you know. When you're in Manitoba, you're not used to hills. So telling the guy, you know, JB over there as he's trying to get out of the van, be careful, old man. Don't hurt yourself getting out of the van. He turns back to me. Both middle fingers up in the air, and to paraphrase, he said he knows how to get out of this van. And while looking me dead in the eye, middle fingers up, he jumps out of the van, starts going rolling, boo, 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 and like you hear his laughter, like getting silenter. Ah, I don't know how to get out of this van, and like he, you hear his laugh all the way to the bottom, but he's also embarrassed.
Downtown Calgary, 15 injuries.
That wasn't downtown, dude. That was Kuba's house.
I'm saying that's where I ended up, man.
No, you ended up at the bottom of a piss stream. Yours, actually.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I took a leak first.
Ah, the Ramones are right. Touring's never boring. I mean, there's never a dull moment. Was that just out west?
That was out west, and that was just day one, dude.
It was day one? Holy cow. That's crazy. Have you guys ever gone out east?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
That's not.
We have. We have. We have. We have gone to Toronto. And I'm not sure if we should be talking about that. This is a family show, after all.
Okay.
So use proper language and delete names.
Hold on.
Redacted, 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 redacted.
Yeah.
So JBB. Became a couch. He became a couch. He had a little bit too much to drink. And after our show, we went back to shout out to Caleb from Villain.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Don't forget, he also locked himself in the car with the keys.
And kept opening the trunk.
Before that.
Yeah, before that. He kept opening the trunk. It's like, unlock the car. The trunk keeps opening. We shut. No, the car. Trunk opens again. No, the car. He gave up. Like, he didn't just open the door. So anyways, we finally make it back. And people are just, like, throwing their coats on top of him as he's sleeping on this couch, whatever. People are partying. Finally, he decides to get up. I think he had to use the washroom or something. Everyone got scared. I don't know. I was pretty hazy back then. I don't have much else to say about this, but he does.
Nobody saw the J couch monster coming. All of a sudden, I stood up. And, like, literally everything just fell off, like the couch cushions, probably 6 or 8 jackets at least, right? Everything just fell off, and I went, hey, guys! And, like, people shit themselves, I swear to God.
That was a party, man. That party was fucking...
It was an insane party. But, yeah, no, nobody had any idea I was sleeping under the couch. People were sitting on me. They didn't even know I was there.
He also liked it. But also a shout out to Caleb Bale from Villain for having us there. And sorry for the smell, man.
Yeah, that party was cool, man. It was weird. Like, so they live, there's like these apartments that are on top of a bar. Yeah. In Toronto, it's not Queen Street. I can't remember.
It was the corner of College and Ossington.
Let's talk about Hippo.
Okay. Anyways, so yeah, we were there in Toronto when we did the flyout show. And then, so there's a party after the show. Jay's passed out on the couch. And
In the couch.
Like, you put the, like, you used the, like, the cushions as blankets almost.
Yeah, that's what I did, man.
But anyway, there's, like, a few units, like, apartments on top of this bar. And everybody was partying. So we floated from, you know, one apartment, like Caleb's apartment suite to, like, his buddies and, like, another place.
His brothers.
Oh, I have a good one, though. It was from the morning after. This is just what I woke up to. This lady came into the house cleaning up the empties and leaving behind candy. And JB didn't know who this person was. He was trying to be a good dude, defend guy's house. And he's like, you got to go. This is a problem. And she just kept saying, oh, so I take in empties. No, I don't know you. You got to go. So whatever. Fast forward. We told Caleb about that. And Caleb's like, oh, yeah, she does that sometimes. She comes in, cleans the house, takes the empties. Don't eat the candy, though. She digs those out from dumpsters.
It's one of those, like, you just walk in through the back fire escape window. Do you know what I mean? Type of situations. And I woke up up before everybody because obviously I was sleeping on the couch.
You were sleeping before everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So I caught an early nap, and I just kind of went, what's going on here? Like, she just crawls in through the fire escape window, and I was like, oh, my, what? I don't know. I'm from Winnipeg, man. It's a different deal out there, I suppose.
I would have been the same. I mean, who are you?
Turns out they knew each other.
Yeah.
Turns out it was established.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
She kept Caleb's house clean.
I was going to say the candy part sounded good until you said the dumpster thing. But I'm like, man, if someone cleaned my house and got all the empties and left candy, I'd be the happiest person in the world. You know, like, bam. You know.
In the right place.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's the beer Santa or something. Yeah. The tooth fairy, that's right. More the tooth fairy, I guess, yeah.
Hippos are home. You can be hippos.
This is LJ from Hippo Inspector, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Independent Radio.
Hi, this is the Blue Hippo, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Here's another hippo fact. Hippos are herbivores, meaning they fuel their bodies with plants. Hippos eat on average 80 pounds of grass each night. That's about half of what Ted smokes.
Did you say 80 pounds? Whoa.
Gonna need a bigger paper on the day.
Okay, CKW 95.9 FM Night Danger Radio on the air here live at, 1:24 in the a.m. Holy kishmoly, we're almost halfway through. We're 6 minutes away from the halfway point of the show. So, yeah, I'm going to try and be quiet here, even though I love to talk. And we're going to get on with it because we got one more part of the interview and then a whole bunch of other stuff coming up after. So, that was part two of the hippo interview, and we heard two tunes from the new record. You probably noticed the difference in the production value and everything. I certainly did. I was taken aback a little bit. I'm like, holy crap, this is freaking killer. And they let me listen to the record in the jam space the night of the interview, and I was like, man, that sounds really good. But of course, it had to pass the test of time. It had to pass the Alan on the couch with the headphones on, into the laptop, and it had to pass that test for sound, and it totally did. So when you get down on Friday night to the Osborne Tap House and buy the record, rest assured, you're going to enjoy it. The production quality is great. The songs are great.
I love it. It's so good. So we just heard two from the new one. We heard Weird and Deliberate. And off the top there, we heard Hippicidal, which is, by the way, and we didn't even say the name of the record until, well, the third part of the interview coming up. But now the cat's out of the bag. It's called Hippicidal, the new release from Hippo, which you will be able to buy. And by the way, it's CD that you're going to be able to buy. I keep saying record. But I call everything a record, by the way. Like I say, hey, he's got a new record coming out, or they got a new record. This is the actual physical media is going to be a compact disc, which, of course, I'm all for. I'm a compact disc person, as well as a vinyl record guy. And, yeah, if I had a working 8-track player, I'd be into that, too, to be honest with you. So there you go. All right. So listen, last part of the Hippo interview is taking effect right now. Here we go again. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is late night radio from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Hell yeah. All right, we got to get something important, and that's this weekend at the Osborne Tap House. So, what I want you to do is, I'll put you on the spot because there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. It's a show, obviously, and I need you to tell the when, where, what, how, the whole thing, like what's happening with the big release show this weekend.
January 30th,
Osborne Tap House,
Hippo.
After work ritual.
Juste Orange.
I thought you were going to say, yeah. Also, No Complacent.
Okay. Yeah.
I think you got it.
I was being non-complacent.
All right. Okay, you know what, though? Have we even said the name of the new record? Have we?
Let's go. It's called Hippicidal. Hippos for Life.
Yeah.
JB, could you spell that out for us?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I'm going to have to read your T-shirt. H-I-P-P-O, but we're going to have a lot of merch so you can read it for yourself, my friends.
Big things happening, you know?
All right. Let's go through the... like the openers. Juste Orange, let's start with them. Give everyone, for people who haven't seen them yet, first of all, you got to see them. But like a little descriptor maybe, little thing.
Juste Orange, great band, female fronted. My oldest friend in the world, Calling Machine, plays drums in that band. And they're worth checking out, man. They are kick-ass. Anybody care to elaborate?
Me.
Sorry. Technically, they are the headliner. I know, like, most people are, like, do, like, their shows. Like, you know, it's your album release. You should be the headliner. And like, fuck that. Sorry.
Heck that.
we're booking the show. We want to do the thing. We want to play third. So, you know, Juice is headlining. And they're
great.
Awesome.
Great people.
Buddy Ratman started the band they all started together, but he was the original bass player. Gary, you're fucking
hacking
awesome. I'm sorry. Trying so hard.
This is
so hard.
This is going to stay raw. We're not doing nothing.
All right, perfect. Gary, you do awesome. Love you lots. And Ratty used to live with me, and him, Alan, and I think it was Jeremy and Emily who started the band originally. Yeah. But they're awesome.
I love them.
Yeah. No Complacent, I work with Terry, play with Austin. Austin plays in Death Tax with me and Corey, actually. Corey, what do you got to say about that?
Yeah.
I helped you hold that mic.
Real talker.
Yeah, that's why he gets all the ladies.
After work ritual, I'll let J- uh, yeah.
You know, After Work Ritual, they've been around a while, you know, a great band to get to open up, and like super really good dudes, like Chris is awesome, Dave's awesome, and John, their new singer, bass player, really good, kind of.
Super cool, groovy music, like almost like that stoner rock kind of stuff.
Well, they really upped their game with John.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. And John's a really good dude. Used to work for him over at a local spray booth.
I like John.
John's good shit.
Who are we missing? Are we missing Zeus? No complacent.
Oh, we got them all.
Yeah, we got them all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
what do we win?
Yeah. More beer.
Another beer.
Yes. Let's talk about, so when people get down there, though, we mentioned merch, and we mentioned plenty of it. Maybe let the, and we're, I'm looking at some cool merch right now, folks.
I've got something for you folks that's going to be very, very special. I'm going to bring it out to the table right now, and you'll be able to tell by the reaction that this is very special. And it's free.
Free? That's the best price you can pay, by the way.
When he says it's free, you're not going to like it.
Oh.
You get what you pay for.
Rats, that sucks. But no, listen, the album. Can I buy the album in some format?
Oh, my God, what is that?
You are able to buy the album in some format January 30th. And afterwards.
If there's any left.
That, my friend, are glow-in-the-dark baby mini hippos.
Wow.
That the first 58 people that buy something are going to get for free. Look at, shake it, all 57 people. You wonderful, wonderful human. Yes, we have little tiny gifts for folks.
Wow, that's awesome.
Okay, so as far as merch goes at the show, we're going to have, sorry, I had to burp.
Okay.
We got t-shirts. Thank you. We got t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, baseball tees, hoodies. We definitely still have stickers left and patches. Am I missing something?
Probably.
Fuck you.
Heck you.
Family appropriate, Trav.
Heck you. Am I missing something?
Probably.
Could be. There might be. So there might be some stuff at the merch stand that you don't even, that even the band doesn't know about, which is pretty cool.
In fact, I wasn't supposed to show it to these guys until it was all ready to go, but here we go.
The fucking, Erica knows more about the merch than I know.
Erica! Oh, calm down.
We might have a...
There's no reason to call in the wife.
We might have a special guest coming pretty soon involving the merch, but I don't know.
Two at
a point.
Yeah. All right. Well, if she comes, she comes in here. But...
what do you say?
Oh.
You said...
Now,
you said
now we're all... Now, we've got... We'll edit that part out. Yeah. Along with that part about the clap, too, at the beginning. There's going to be a lot of editing on this one. No, we're gonna leave this. We're gonna leave this. But all right, I think I might know the answer to this already.
I remind you that you wanted this.
I actually phoned.
You came to Hippo Central.
Yeah, I did. This is totally.
We are very happy to have you.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. This is awesome. Actually.
All right. You know what? Sleeper Weirdo is like. Okay. So what's his name again?
You're supposed to say that.
I've met you 1,000 times, I just have no heckin' memory.
Dude, I am the exact same way. I actually forgot a good buddy's name. I couldn't think of it the other day. I was unbelievable, and then I'm finally like, oh, yeah, Daniel.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
I was going to call you Aaron.
So bad. Yeah. I get called everything,
what's
though. They're like, hey, how's it going, Dick? I just go with it. I'm just like, I'm Alan.
Alan.
So anyways, Dave, how do you enjoy being here?
Alien.
Hi, I'm Aaron. I'm the new host of the Night Danger radio show. My middle name's Alan, though.
My friend. Not a... It's just a hot
order. No, I know. I know what you mean. Oh, that was sweet. All right, all right. So listen.
This is not names. I know I know you, but I don't.
Oh,
know
it's the same. It's the same almost every show for me. I could tell people don't know my name, but they're like, I know you. I've seen you before. But I get it all the time.
You're also like a very social person. Like I see you literally everywhere. Like yeah. I can't leave the house without you being there. It's kind of creepy, really. But
yeah. People are like, are you stalking me? Because every show I'm at, you're at. You know.
I know, it's super weird, man.
That's weird. That's weird. Yeah, for sure. But I might know the answer to this already, but I'm looking into the future here. Ooh. So past the release show, ooh, is there any plans going down? Yeah. Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Stay alive.
Okay, besides staying alive, what are we thinking? Because we got Trav here who actually organizes quite a few events, and I'm wondering if maybe Hippo are part of some of those events, or are we planned that far in advance?
Yeah, actually, we got the show booked with Megadeth and
Did you clear that up?
Actually, Phil Lynott came back from the dead with Thin Lizzy to open for us.
Ooh, dang, yeah.
But I think the big thing after the album release is
talk to a merch person.
We need
we're way past that.
No, we're coming back.
The biggest thing is we want to tour. So we were kind of talking about going east because we did the west already. So that's
we've conquered the west.
All right. All right, then. Oh, should we circle back to the merch?
Yeah, we should.
Okay, so we've got a special guest at this point. Please state your name and what part of a Hippo you play.
Hi, my name is Erica. I do the merch.
Yay! So you're the merch manager. Well, we were talking to the right. Okay, so when everyone goes to the show on the weekend for the big record release, what besides the record, what can they buy at the merch stand?
Well, we have T-shirts, of course, long sleeves, baseball tees, and hoodies, and there's a couple of ladies' tanks as well.
Whoa. Limited edition, though, ladies, get there early.
Yes, right. Limited edition, but they're sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
And then there's the stickers and all that stuff, right? Sure. Stickers and
stickers and patches.
We don't have to like sell your like we had
go in the dark.
We had tried to we had got something special for her or whatever.
Use your words, Hippo launcher, eh? Oh,
I sold Jesus. My own merch. I sold my own merch to a customer because, you know, they wanted it.
Yeah.
And,
you sold the shirt off your back.
Literally, yeah, pretty much, yeah, yeah. Literally sold the shirt off my back because they wanted it. So there was one shirt, and it was like, oh, I want it. I was like, all right, well, here you go.
Wow, you might be able to buy shirts off people's backs at this show. Is that true?
Well, we have more now, so hopefully not.
See, everything about this show is going to be exciting, including the merch booth. I mean, it's not just going to be any ordinary, you know, merch thing, right?
So we're bringing our own strippers to the show, and you get to take home what they wore.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about that.
Total lie. The deal is, man, it's going to be a good time. You're going to get something for free.
Yeah.
Hey, where's my... And also...
Yeah.
Hippo has stepped up to the level of... Our host is now trying to get his glow-in-the-dark hippo to drink a beer. I'm going to pass it back to our host.
Hey, would you like a PBR?
I think he's drunk. I think. Oh, I got the beer with the rabbit on the thanks to Trav. Yeah.
Oh, it also has a train, eh?
Yeah. There's a train on this too. What the heck?
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're on a train on here.
Yeah. To me, it's always going to be the beer with the rabbit on the can. There's a car as well on this. Wow.
Holy shit, and a fence.
Oh, there's a farm, I think. Oh, yeah, we're in an interview. I forgot. Oh, that was cool. Did you hear that? We got to leave now. There's a train coming through the garage, through the jam space. We have to leave. Yeah, we got to buy more time. All right, so listen, where can folks Like, are you guys going to stick it up on all the socials? Are you going to stick it up on all those streaming things, streaming services? How is it going to work? Like, if folks can't get down to the Tap House on the weekend, how can they hear this?
Well, they're going to have to.
They're going to have to put
with their ears.
With their ears.
So we are getting
with their ears.
We are getting our stuff on Spotify and all that other
YouTube too.
Bull crap. Look at me going. I didn't swear that time.
Yeah, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, all right.
But, you put your right fist in.
You go up to the watch and you try to make a clap. Can't fucking do it. Now I gotta wash my hands.
Alan!
Hey, let me. I can't clap. Damn it. Damn it. All right. Oh. Let's, I think we should probably wrap this up, although I got something planned for after, like a little extra segment, maybe. Yay. Yeah, but did we forget anything? Like, is there something that we should add that the folks out there need to know, or what?
Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
We have, like, top shelf of local punk rockers coming down for the night, January 30th, to the Tap House. It's going to be a top shelf show.
Yeah,
everyone's showing up, ready to go. Yeah, I mean, thank you so much for having us. I guess everyone else in my band is kind of stupid and dumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really don't know what to say here, but you had really good questions.
Thanks.
You were a really awesome person to interview with. You do a great job.
Thanks.
I love what you do for the local scene. And just keep it up, man.
Go.
I just want to hear more from what Corey's got to say.
Yeah, Corey.
Corey, any last words?
Corey, you got something to say?
So anyways,
yeah, he's about to drop some real stuff on you guys. But for real, at the end of the day, please do come check us out. Like, we just like to have fun, and, you know, we love everybody, and we're just, you know, beers and fun times. So please do come out. We have a lot of merch, so if you could buy some, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Seriously, Trav's in debt because of this.
Ugh.
That's fine,
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever he said, I guess I'll go with that. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our bologna sandwich, and hopefully he's going to add some cheese.
More Nadella.
Thanks, guys. That was freaking awesome.
Sorry we ruined your show.
I'll be coming on under a different name next week. And I'll be using a voice disguiser as well.
This episode is not getting aired.
We did our best to be very respectful.
You put your right fist in, you put your left fist in. You go up to the watch and you try to make a clap. You can't fucking do it, ever fucking tight. Now I gotta wash my hands. Everybody, put your right fist in, you put your left fist in. You go up to the watch and you try to make a clap. You can't fucking do it, ever fucking tight. And now I gotta wash my hands.
Hi, hippos. This is the Blue Hippo from Hippo. And Hippo has to say Hippo, your Hippo February 5th to Hippo 6th to Hippo 20th. Hippo support Hippo 95 Hippo 9 FM Hippo. Feeling of a little power.
a quick shower. Gives me a feeling of a little power. Hell, better than wiping more in our guts. I got a bidet. Yeah, I got a bidet. Just ordered it the other day. I got a bidet. I don't wipe anyway. I got a bidet. Just installed it yesterday. I got a bidet. Fuck you.
Hi, this is Corey from Hippo, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hi, hippos. This is the Blue Hippo from Hippo. And Hippo has to say Hippo your Hippo February 5th to Hippo 6th to Hippo 20th. Hippo support Hippo 95 Hippo 9 FM Hippo.
All right. Good grief. Yeah, I had to put that in, folks. That last promo recorded by Jay from the band Hippo, and I'm going to play this all through Fun Drive. So if you folks don't if you're not fluent in Hippo, I understand. Let me just play that promo for you once more, and then we'll come back and we'll explain it. So this is Jay. From Hippo here, and we'll keep the background music to a dull roar here. Okay, here we go. Okay, get ready. So, Jay from Hippo, here we go.
Hi, hippos. This is the Blue Hippo from Hippo, and Hippo has to say Hippo your Hippo February 5th to Hippo 6th to Hippo 20th. Hippo support Hippo 95 Hippo 9 FM Hippo.
That is one of the funniest. You know, when I got home and I took the recorder and I, you know, whatever, it was the next day, actually, I took the recorder. I'm like, I got to chop the interview up. And I chopped the interview up, and then I went through all the promos. There's quite a few promos that the fellas did for me. I think I played almost all of them during the interview there. And that one, yeah, Unbelievable. So if you don't speak hippo, that was Jay imploring you, as I am, from February the 6th to the 20th. It's Fun Drive 2026 here at CKUW 95.9 FM. It's 2 weeks where we ask you to we're trying to raise $60,000. So everybody calls in, gives us pledges. Last year we hit $60,000 and $60,075. So we hit our $60,000 goal, and we're back at it from February the 6th to the 20th. So please, please, please call in or get on the internet, www.ckuw.ca/donate. And you can actually do it right now if you're bored. If you want to just get the old credit card out and get us a pledge right now, you'd start us off. You know, on a good footing, but anyways, when the 6th to the 20th comes around, you're going to hear some pretty interesting programming, 24 hours a day on CKW, man, and it's interesting. It's like a freaking telethon. You know what I mean? Like it's like, hey, you know, give us some money, please. But in all seriousness, we need to make $60,000 to keep the radio station running properly. But not only that, Stylus Magazine. Without us reaching 60 grand, and I'm actually kind of hoping we do, you know, a few grand more, like 65,000 this year, and that would really ensure that the radio station can operate, you know, at its absolute best, and also that Stylus Magazine can keep on publishing, because you probably heard that Stylus is, you know, it's like everybody else, it's, you know, it's tough. Like, we're stretching our budget as far as we can go. And, I really want Stylus to make it, because I love that magazine. You know, from the very beginning when I was young, I started picking that thing up at various music venues around town, and I love that thing. So there you go. But, hey, listen, I'm getting ahead of myself here. So thanks, Jay, for the Fun Drive, promo. I'm going to play that all throughout Fun Drive, all throughout almost all the month of February that promo is going to go. So thanks, Jay, for reminding the folks, the hippos out there anyways, all the hippos out there listening know that, you know, Fun Drive's, you know, February 6th to the 20th, and they got to give us a little bit of money. So there you go. But that was part three and the final part of the hippo interview, which went off the rails basically. But I think everyone understands what's going down. But first of all, we played, we played three songs from the new record that's coming out called Hippicidal. We played Spunk Fest, we played Bit It, and we played the Hippo Pokey. You do the Hippo Pokey and you turn yourself around. Hey, that's what it's all about. Let's go. So speaking of let's go, it is this Friday, Osborne Tap House, and I can't remember. I think we're looking at bands at 9:30. And doors at 8 p.m. And, yep. And then there's going to be, not only Hippo. Hippo, like I said, and like they said, are going to be playing third. I don't know the actual order, except I know that Justo Orange is fourth. And then I'm not sure when No Complacent and After Work. Like, I don't know who's first, After Work, Ritual, or No Complacent. But nonetheless, get there early. Go see all four bands. It's $10 to get in. There's going to be merch for sale. I'll just repeat this for everybody, too. You're going to get a free awesome. I already got mine, actually. I got my free glow-in-the-dark hippo, and it's cool. I like little things like that. I'm weirdo. I have a whole bunch of little, you know, figurines like that, and so now I have a little green glow-in-the-dark hippo to add to my collection. So for all of you that buy a shirt or buy the record, you're going to get at least the first 57 people are going to get a little free glow-in-the-dark hippo, which is pretty sweet. So there you go. So get out there this Friday night, and it's going to be amazing. The punk rock music scene is a really, honestly, it's a tight-knit scene. It's friendly. If you don't go to many shows, go. Just go. Because, you know, you're going to meet a whole bunch of friendly people. You're going to see a whole bunch of really cool music. Osborne Tap House has good food and good drinks. It's going to be fun. So, okay, so that's the second to last time I'm going to say that this show. So there you go. But listen, it's already, for crying out loud, it's 1:55 in the morning already. Holy kishmoly. So listen, I'm going to shut my big yapper. Listen, I'm going to play the music set that two of the members of Hippo gave me a list of tunes. So LJ and Corey, guitar players for the band, gave me this list. Honestly, the only band that I've heard out of this list before was Gwar. So we're going to end with Gwar. But I'm going to start off with, I don't even know how to, Lycanthro? I'm not sure. But listen, we're going to go into an all Hippo-picked music set. And yeah, Lycanthro starts the whole thing off. It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio. Till 3 in the morning, 1 hour left. Ah, the coffee's really kicking in now, people.